Good afternoon. Today is Thursday, April the 2nd, 93rd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. You weren't sure, is it?
No, rolling through my head, I realized Damien and I were talking a little bit earlier today. This is day two of year 33.
Okay.
Of the show.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I was like, Geez. And then he said he's only 33. That really teed me off. So what's new in your life?
Lots.
Good. Well, we'll talk about that. And is streaking coming back in fashion? We'll find out when we come back.
Best Spanish language station on the North Coast is Juan 790. Tune in to 790 AM for great music, sports from ESPN, and CNN News en Español. If you're a business owner, ask Juan to connect you with the Spanish-speaking community. You'll be glad you did. Visit Juan online at juan790.com or give us a call at 442-5744. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Abraham Lincoln. Quote, "Nearly all men can stand adversity, but if you wish to test a man's character, give him power."
Amen.
Yeah.
That says a lot right there.
Now, that's no reference to Measure Z going into effect yesterday, is it?
Well, that's right, April 1st. That's right. No, I don't think so.
No, okay. No. Okay, I just want to. Yeah. Didn't know if there was a subliminal there that I needed to pick up on to be able to carry the show through.
I just pulled that out of the hat.
You did, huh? Amazing. So how are those meetings going?
They're going well. It's a good committee. The committee's every member on there is dedicated to doing a good job. And, you know, I mean, the biggest thing people have to remember about the committee, it's there for transparency, which is good. And the main focus and job of the committee is to look at these 45 applications and come up with our best advice to the board as to what we think would be beneficial to the community, and the board has a final decision.
45 applications?
45 applications.
Were any of them, not the goofy ones, because I'm sure that everybody, you know, came from a perspective of validation and legitimacy, but did any of them go, wow, for you? Just, what a cool idea, wow?
Oh, you mean as being a great idea?
Yes.
You know, I have to say, as I think about it and look at them, they all have merit. They all have legitimacy, but you know, we have to be very careful and remember what the will of the voter was in that whole measure process. And you go back to what is on the ballot, what the voter voted for. I mean, we're trying to streamline everything to fit that ballot measure statement. And so there's a number of them that again don't fit that per se, but it's going to be up to the board to have the final say on that.
What do you see as the end product here, Mike? Ranking of 1 through 45?
Well, yeah, what I think is going to happen, because there's been a lot of discussion about it, we'll probably rank, you know, the best, the next best and the least.
I think some tiering of some sort.
I mean, that's what I've done with the ones that I have, so I can kind of go through them in a legitimate fashion. So I've paired them up like that. So I think that's probably what it'll come out with, you know, our top whatever, and then second.
Now, the top one, it wasn't signed by Hansel, was it?
It was signed by me.
Yeah.
let's be honest, you know, much of this measure was passed with law enforcement, county law enforcement in mind.
Was there any question of that? Or has that been brought into question, I guess, at the committee?
I think there has been some discussion about that. And I mean, look, I mean, here's a funding source that's come out of the blue. No one expected this to come along. So everyone that has a project with some legitimacy is going to float the idea by and see if it's possible for it to be funded. The biggies are at the table. You know, law enforcement, fire, roads, those type of thing, mental health. They're all at the table, and we have to decide, or the board has to decide, you know, where that fine line is drawn.
I would imagine it comes in somewhere around $1,000 left. That'll be the line that really is going to be the demarcation.
I think so. You know, there has been talk about setting aside a certain amount to see us through the years beyond this, and I've been an advocate of not to do that because I think people want this spent. I mean, they're putting up their tax dollars to see improvement. And again, I've said this
big
before.
Big impact, not crippling
right.
creep. Yeah.
And again, this whole thing is performance based. If we don't deliver what the voter voted for, we don't have a snowball's chance of ever having this come back again. So it's all performance based. I think we really have to take into account what the voter wanted, what their intent is.
Is performance-based funding a revolutionary or uncomfortable idea for some of those at the table? Is that why they're looking to, you know, kind of store it away for a future day?
It's the way government is all over, and the way our economy has been. People are not real sure of what the future holds. And, we're talking about some major hiring, especially in my agency, bringing a lot of people on, and how do we sustain that through the years? So, I mean, that's a very legitimate concern. But in my case, I need to bring on as many people as I can, as my budget will allow, so that I can deliver those services to the county, and so that we'll see that there is some end result.
It wouldn't be big splash, but let's say big impact. I would think that everybody would grasp the need, just basic marketing 101, that, you know, this is an ROI equation here, guys, and we need to make it hit, and we got to let people know that we have had this impact month 6, year 1, month 18, and no secrets.
Right.
Thanks. KINS, News and Information Times 319.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Money Bags Down. Mike Downey. How do you respond to the people who do perceive that all of a sudden the sheriff's department is going to be flush, the DA's office is going to be flush, the fire guys are going to be flush, and all this money is coming down, and now you don't have a care in the world?
I don't have a care in the world. Well, you know, that's interesting you should put it that way. You got to look at it from the aspect of I'm allocated 275 positions in my agency. Right now I have about 220 filled. So that's not all deputy sheriffs. That's, you know, correctional deputies, deputy sheriffs, office staff, support staff. That type of thing. So, you know, I'm down quite a few positions. So I use the word flush, and flush may not be the best word. We're just in tough economic
times. Is it an adjective or a verb?
However you want to use it. But we're just in we're in very tough economic times, you know. I mean, this is a sign of what's going on. California is supposedly, at the state level anyway, crawling out of the hole that they were in. I mean, they're posting some great revenues coming in.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
Thank you. I try to use the best I can. But, you know, hopefully it'll trickle down, and the counties will feel the same way. I mean, there are some counties that are doing really well, but they have a great tax base. Our tax base is not that as vibrant.
Yeah, if you have an active, a viable economy, it makes things a whole lot easier.
Right.
I've talked to a couple of guys this week, and getting different reads from them. Next fall, when marijuana is legalized, how does that play out? Because that's in the middle of the Measure Z 5-year term.
Boy, that's
how
a big...
Do you have any kind of a sense, well, a reading, a thought, an intuition?
Yeah, that's a big big assumption. I mean, we don't know that it's going to be legalized.
Well, let's say the national trend indicates that it would pass.
That California.
Yes.
Okay, well, we still have an issue with, federally, whether it is legal or not.
How are they interacting with Oregon Washington and Colorado?
They're not really that engaged with them. But I think the biggest thing and the problem we're seeing here in California, and I've been shouting up at Sacramento about this quite a bit in the last few years, is that we have another initiative that passed 19 years ago called 215, Medical Marijuana Compassionate Use Act, and there is still no statewide guidelines on how that's supposed to be viewed. Every county has their own regulation or non-regulation on the use of medical marijuana. So how's that going to transcend down to recreational use of marijuana? There has to be a statewide guideline as to how that's to be utilized. As far as what it's going to do to us locally, well, you're still going to have people growing marijuana. It depends on how that is decided as to how a person gets their product for recreational use. Can they grow it themselves? Will there be cooperatives set up? Will there be farms set up? There's a lot of people in this county that want to legitimize themselves and be farmers of this crop. Okay, well, there's going to be taxation. There's going to be regulations. We're going to have to clean up the environment that has been devastated by the last...
How about just water use?
Sure.
The governor whipped that one out on us yesterday.
Yeah.
What about water usage?
Exactly. In fact, we were just listening earlier, and they said that it is the worst snowpack level on history. Historically in California, there is no snowpack. So what are we going to do come summertime when the water does run out? We're in the same cycle we were last year and the year before. So these are all going to be heavy issues we have to deal with in the next few years. And with legalization or decriminalization, or however you want to call it, are people going to go to more grower-friendly areas such as the Central Valley where you can do it in rows? Are they going to stay up here? I don't know.
Does the state law enforcement community have any sense or thoughts or canaries that are going to be used if this thing passes to see, is it going to crowd out heroin and cocaine use? Is it going to crowd out beer and alcohol? Is it going to become the trendy thing? Is it going to become less trendy?
I think it's going to be a trendy thing at first. And I think it'll level itself out as time goes by as to, how many people are actually going to be using the product. So I think that's going to be – I think you're going to probably have a spike in use at first because, here it is. We can utilize it anytime we want in a public place or whatever. However,
you can't smoke in public.
Well, you can't smoke in public. That's true. But anyway, however it filters out. I use the word filter.
I was going to comment, but good move.
Yeah, but anyway, it just depends. But I think there's going to be a uptick in usage at first if it passes, and then I think it'll even itself out.
So when you're looking at the requests with Measure Z and you're looking at what the impact is for you and I presume other law enforcement agencies in the area also, does this help to clarify what you're looking for? Sorry, using wine term there, but to clarify what it is that you're looking for with the applications or with the projects or with the asks?
Yeah, what we're looking for, what I'm looking for is our proposals that will help decrease the crime we have on the streets today.
It's 3:30.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's. St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey. So what else has been going on this week to keep you guys out of trouble?
Well, you know, out of trouble. that's
all right. What's been putting you in trouble this week?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been getting a lot of calls about what's going on with Hoopa Tribal. You know, we had a couple of, we had a shooting out there last weekend. We found the remains, human remains also. So
was that a recent remain body, or was that somebody who was there like 10 years and you just found the
not that long. That long. So it's in those terms, it's much more recent. And so we're dealing with both of those cases, which are pretty high profile. Had an arson, well, a suspected arson just the other, last night or night before out there. So things have been busy out in the Hoopaw Valley, Willow Creek area.
Not the traditional time for that to happen. Is there something going on?
Well, I don't know if I couldn't say there's anything going on, but, you know, there's been a little bit of a riff with the tribal PD down there. Their chief has resigned.
Community pressure, or was it interactions between the tribal police and your office and other law enforcement?
Well, yeah, I've been giving a lot of interviews on this the last couple of weeks, but, you know, California is a public law 280 state, which means that the sheriff of the county has the responsibility to enforce state law on tribal land. There's only five states in the union that have that, or in the nation that have that designation. So what we have done over the last 19, 20 years, and the sheriffs before me, we have deputized those officers in both Yurok and Hoopa tribal police that have the qualifications, deputized them as level one reserve so they can enforce state law on tribal lands. Hoopa Tribal has lost their chief, and they're down a number of officers. So I'm in the process right now of developing a new plan. We're doing a feasibility study on the valley and what the needs are. I've
kind of starting all from scratch?
Yeah, I've placed a sergeant out there to take care of some of the supervision over the law enforcement end of things, and I'm working closely with the tribal council. Probably going to see a lot more sheriff's deputies in the valley than somewhat like it was 20 years ago when we did all the law enforcement, and we've always been there anyway, but you'll probably see a bigger presence.
Well, now you got the CHP. Doesn't Adam have somebody who's a resident or who has a patrol or
right.
something? So there's more badges.
Yeah, and they do, but that's not their primary function to enforce state law in the criminal
realm. No, they got
realm.
The roads.
You're right. So, but I mean, they are a great resource. So it's going to put more pressure on the sheriff's office to have more people out there and to deal with more of the crime that's going on. So that's it. All comes together at the same time with Measure Z and with all the other pressures that are going on. So it's another issue we have to deal with.
Is the tribe looking for greater involvement from the SO to be able to take care of some of that stuff?
Yeah, the council has expressed to me their wish to have a bigger involvement by the sheriff's office, and so we're working through those issues right now, seeing how we would deliver that.
Okay, so similar to what your relationship is with Trinidad or with Blue Lake.
Of course, those are.
It would seem to make you've got a template in place, man.
Yeah, but those are cities, and they're
okay.
You know, it's a little bit different animal, but not.
It's pretty
totally.
Close, though, isn't it?
Well,
a governing board.
But I have no responsibility to Trinidad or Blue Lake. It's all contractual that we have a contract with those cities.
So the tribe couldn't offer you a similar contract for
the reservation? Well, they don't need to. They don't, because it's my responsibility anyway. Regardless, I have to enforce state law.
State law
on tribal land.
What about tribal law? or is there distinction?
I don't have any authorization or authority to enforce tribal law. So both Yurok and Hoopaw do have tribal officers that enforce tribal law, but they do not enforce state law.
So if there's a gunshot, who responds?
We will.
They won't?
Well, it depends on if they have that deputization agreement with my office for those officers that have a deputization agreement.
So you almost have to layer the two departments over each other with each other.
That's true.
Okay.
In any major crime anyway that happens on either one of those entities, whether it be Yurok or Hoopa tribal land, we are going to end up investigating it anyway.
Because you have ability.
Yeah, we have the depth. Yeah. We have the personnel to do that. Yeah.
Even with being down 50.
Yeah.
See, I was listening. KINS, News and Information Times 340. We'll be back with more from Mike Downey.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 344. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Mike Downey. Mike, some of the different challenges are, I would imagine, weather-related. I mean, typically this time of the year, we're not looking at summer weather. Summer brings on a whole different set of characteristics. For what you guys are experiencing on the street, is this spring? Is this summer?
Well, I don't know. You notice how cold it was this morning.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like the good old days.
Yeah.
You know, January.
It is definitely spring. You know, people are starting to, there's more movement, people getting out, doing things, enjoying, you know, what's going on out in the wilderness and out in different areas of the county. You know, one thing we should probably talk about and continue to reinforce is the wave action in this county. We've had some recent issues where people have actually expired in the surf.
You mean the two guys?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, to me, I guess that's just lack of communication of what to do and what not to do in certain areas. I mean, you'd say the river and it would be the same thing because the temperature's about the same. It doesn't matter how warm it is. You don't do that. You don't turn your back on the ocean. I mean, there's some real basic codes. But if you're not of this area,
you don't know.
How do you?
Well, you know, and there's been a big push over the last few years to make sure there's signage out there, especially on some of our more dangerous beaches. But you know what happens with signage? It gets ripped down or it gets vandalized or people just don't pay attention
to it.
Target
practice?
Yeah. What do you want to call it? But, and people just don't pay attention. But it's really important. You know, I wish, you know, the heartbreaking stories are people that go in after their dogs. And 9 times out of 10, the dog makes it out and the person doesn't.
I know. It's like, let's skywrite or do something out there that says, dogs swim.
Yeah.
They will come back.
But I understand, you know, people see their animal washed out.
It's all emotion.
It.
And you react and now you're in trouble.
Yeah. And the incident of a couple weeks ago where the gentleman went in to save his son, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, but he paid the ultimate price.
Now, was that because the kid was on the rocks and the tide came in?
I think that was
something
the case,
like that.
and he was yeah, actually a wave, I believe, hit him and knocked him off the rock, if I'm not mistaken, or the rock was slippery, one or the other. But you know, again, the surf is so unpredictable here. Certain times of the year, it's not. Certain times of the year, it's
no. But you get a sneaker wave, and, you know, if you're not paying attention, you know, don't bend over with your butt facing the ocean.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably the the worst thing you could do.
Right.
Other than hacking off an elk.
Yeah.
During rutting season,
there you go.
I've seen a couple tourist moves there too that are just
kind of screwy. So you need to be aware of that. And you mentioned the rivers. You know that is another big issue for the sheriff's office and for our search and rescue people. Come when the weather gets better and it's warmed up, and you know some of these rivers are extremely cold, and you're not prepared for it. You don't expect them to be as cold as they are and as swift as they are.
Yeah, when they drain the bottom of the lake. Gives you an idea there that it's not going to be the warm stuff at the top. Do people understand who are of the area better than those who are not of the area?
I think so.
I mean, I weighed in. I want to know what the temperature of the water is before I make the full commitment.
Right.
Are most of these folks just used to jumping in, or they're thinking they're in Hawaii or in Mexico or something, the river's going to be warm?
Yeah, I think, well, sometimes there's other substances involved, too.
More than just water?
Yeah. So that exacerbates the whole issue. And some are just not really aware of how cold it can be or how swift it can be, and they get in over their head quicker than they realize.
Yeah, one step and you're
one step and yeah.
What's the difference between search and rescue and the Marine Posse, or are they the same?
Well, they're all part of the same group. Our posse is involves both Marine, Mounted Posse, 4x4. Posse, our ground search rescuers, and then we also have separate search and rescue that are paid deputy sheriffs that are search managers and that type of thing.
Kind of a specialist.
Yeah. So we all, it comes together and works together. You know, our posse is a great tool that we use, a great asset to the sheriff's office. We've got volunteers who want to be out there, and they'll work extremely hard to come out with a good outcome.
Is there still a Civil Air Patrol?
I believe so. We don't utilize the Civil Air Patrol. I'm not sure how vibrant it is right now.
I remember Les Pierce was really involved when Les was right. around, and a number of the other fellows when issues came up. You could hear. I mean, there'd be like five or six planes that would take off out of Murray, helping. However, does the Coast Guard step in and do that?
Coast Guard is a great tool. They're always willing to fly a mission for us or put a boat in the water if it needs to, you know, along the coast. They're a great asset, and we complement each other. Obviously, I don't have a helicopter. I wish I did. But
you probably couldn't fly it anyway. It's all right.
I don't know. I spent a lot of time on it. I can figure it out.
I see. Well, then, you know, next time the Coasties,
you want to
have
fly?
A little time? I'll be strapped in the back, way deep in the back. Have a raft and life jacket
in case. I'll take you up anytime.
Yeah. It's not the up part, it's the down part that bothers me.
Exactly.
Will any of the posses be augmented? Are you looking for that with any of the Measure Z money? Does that enter into the equation, or are you just looking bodies out on the street?
Right now, this first year, I'm looking at mainly bodies on the street. Now, in future years, I might look to look for stuff, you know, tangible items that can be used by search and rescue and posse. We do have some monies that have come in that we're utilizing now to help augment some of those posse issues.
Thanks for coming by.
You bet. Thank you.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug somebody who loves you tomorrow.